You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X 107.5.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. As usual, we got some good news and we got some bad news to start the show today. What would you like first there, Mahoney?
Dave, let's get this show rolling with some bad news. Rip that Band-Aid right off.
It's funny that you say rip that Band-Aid right off, because this one actually has to do with an injury. You know, like when you're in college and everyone's out having a good time and probably have a little bit too much to drink. And next thing you know, somebody comes up with the idea of, let's do something stupid. That's precisely what happened in this scenario, only in this case, things got really out of control for one kid when he decided he was going to climb a power line.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so he climbed a power line and he made the mistake of grabbing onto the power line with his hands.
Okay.
And what do you suppose happened next?
My guess is he started to become a conductor, and I'm not talking about of a symphony orchestra.
Or of a locomotive. Yes, the daredevil climbed a 30-foot electrical pole before accidentally blasting himself and plummeting to the ground. Tyler Uher had been drinking before performing the high-risk stunt in front of a crowd of students outside of a house party at Ohio University in Athens on Friday night. He later identified himself as the victim and posted an online fundraiser on Twitter begging for cash as he was unable to work.
What was his last name?
Ew. It's U-H-E-R. Uher, maybe? I don't know.
Uher?
Yeah.
Uher. Uher.
Uher.
This is actual audio, I guess, of the electrocution. So, of course, people were filming it.
Yeah. That sounds about right.
Yep. I, quote, broke three bones in my legs and one broke through my skin. I have a slight fracture in my right hand, four minor breaks in my back. I also got burns from this. I'll be out of work for at least 8 weeks. So anything helps. God bless. His GoFundMe has skyrocketed from $0 up to nearly $1,000 of the $100,000 goal.
What was this?
$100,000.
He wants $100,000. Tyler
Uher.
That was the most 18 to 19-year-old response I've ever heard.
Yeah.
Yahoo! Keep going, dude! Oh, dang,
oh,
there's
no
consequences.
Oh,
whoa, wasn't expecting that.
Dave, yeah, as of this morning, though.
Oh, is it up?
It is up.
Where are we at?
$1,314.
He said that the medical care is going to place a, quote, large burden on him, and his family is asking the public to lighten the financial impact. Police have not formally named the man, but, of course, everyone figured out who he was. He could be facing criminal mischief charges. Meanwhile, yeah, Ohio University confirmed he is not a student there. Is not.
So he's just partying with all of his
Yeah, I like the school comes out there like, nope,
no,
not one of ours.
This dummy.
Nope.
No,
he's yours.
So Tyler, I think you got a, you know, this is a life lesson,
yeah,
that you learned today. It's valuable. It's amazing that you're alive.
Yeah, yeah, no kidding.
Tyler, you hurt, buddy. You grab onto an electrical wire, and that's on you, man. Like, I don't know how you think that's a good idea.
I've been really drunk.
Right, regardless
really,
of how
really,
much you've had to drink.
Like, jumping off of things, okay. Climbing an electrical,
even jumping over the fire is really stupid.
Yes,
but at least you have an expectation that you're going to be okay. What makes you think that you're going to be okay when you grab on to an electrical wire? Well, here's some good news today, and this one actually also has to do with fundraising, but this kid has been more successful. So ESPN's College Game Day was in Ames, Iowa this weekend for the first time. It was the big Iowa versus Iowa State matchup, and
riveting,
as always,
riveting game.
I know.
Ton of fans in the background holding up the homemade signs. Uh-huh. One of them, his name is Carson King, held up a sign that said Bush Light Supply needs replenishment and then listed his Venmo.
Bush Light.
Yes, and it worked.
Smooth
within minutes, he had hundreds of dollars in his account, and by Monday, up over $5,000, but he said he's not actually going to keep the money. He's going to donate it. He said he's
okay,
going to buy one case of beer, but the rest of the money is going to go to the University of Iowa's Children's Hospital, and he's keeping his makeshift fundraiser going for the rest of the month.
Okay.
That's kind of cool.
I mean, I like the idea. I hope he follows through with the donating it to the Children's Hospital wing of the university, but how many more of these copycats are we going to see now?
I mean, we've already seen this sort of thing on College Game Day. Like, the last couple of seasons, there's always somebody who's like, need beer money, and then they put their Venmo, and they get thousands of dollars out of it. It's pretty smart.
That sounds funny. Amazing.
Like, you donate $5 to that, right? You're watching College Game Day, you're like, nah, I'm going to send this kid $5.
Yeah.
No, I
would.
Never.
Really?
No, man. You're an Iowa fan.
What about the creativity behind it, though?
And it's Bush Light.
That's the funny part.
Step it up. Like, if
if it said
supply,
White Claws, needing some White Claws.
That's totally different.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Can't support that behavior.
Okay.
I applaud you, young man.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone. Hey, Mahoney. I'm pregnant and a first-time mom, and I'm just wondering if you have any new tips for me. It'd be greatly appreciated. Also, when's your due date?
Message deleted.
Mahoney has been 7 months pregnant for the last 11 years.
I would say last. I gave birth about a year and a half ago, 2 years ago.
Okay, sure. Yeah.
Yeah. About this time, too. October, 2017.
Yeah, 2017. Yeah. Yeah.
So about 2 years. 2 years ago, gave birth, so that makes me, 23 months pregnant or so?
Yeah.
So due any day now.
Mm-hmm.
But my advice to you as a first-time mother, listen to the show every day, and your kid's going to grow up and be somebody who's going to change the world.
That's right. We've raised many people around here.
Yeah.
Ivan the Blind Mexican is...
He's a success story.
He's fully blind, right?
Yeah.
I mean, like he can see a little bit, but I mean, clinically, he's totally blind. And he has gone on to be a very successful business owner with multiple different coffee shops around town. He's great.
And I think he was the youngest who's listened the longest.
I think so. I mean,
we're aware of.
As far as we know.
Yeah.
I mean, because he listens like every day.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been listening every day since he was like 11 years old.
A little tot.
Yeah. Going back to pre the show when it was just the station. So 15 years now. So, yeah, we've done a good job. We're good parents.
We're proud of Ivan.
Do you have any, since, you know, I mean, I don't have any kids so far. Do you have any
pregnancy advice?
Yeah.
Yes. Do whatever she asks and she's going to have.
Oh, I'm not asking for me. I'm asking you for her.
That's what I mean. Like, whatever she wants, do it for her.
Oh, kid?
No, the wife. Well, she's pregnant.
That is the wife.
She wants to know.
Oh, what advice for her?
Yes, not me.
Just have the baby. I don't know what advice.
No, I know how to do everything. Get out of here.
God, can you imagine when your wife is pregnant,
oh,
you actually have to, like, do stuff for her? You actually have to, like, go run errands for her? She's like, I want some Del Taco right now, but I want you to go get it piping hot fresh.
Grubhub it, and
Postmates.
All of the groceries are going to get picked up via the new Smith's, you know what I'm talking about, like the pickup.
The pickup.
Which is just smart.
Yeah.
Smarter, not harder.
That's right, man. I'm efficient.
Mm-hmm.
Please leave a message after the tone.
It's a new age.
Hey, Mahoney. Have you ever been hit on by a guy? Just asking, you know, out of curiosity.
Message deleted.
Yeah, a few times. Mostly when I'm skinnier.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not as far as the gay community goes. I'm not a.
You can
very,
be a bear.
No, I'm not an appealing bear. So I understand that. So.
Kind of a mangy bear that clearly didn't sleep enough during hibernation.
yeah. So you know, like I've said this 1,000 times. Anybody who finds me attractive, I am all for.
Same thing
with anybody who likes me or finds me funny. I like people who like me.
Let me ask you a follow-up to that, though, because...
You like attention.
When you get hit on, right, it does make you feel good most of the time, but we were in Chicago for the NFL kickoff a few weeks ago,
mm-hmm.
and there was a girl that had clearly drank a whole lot of Bud Light Tall Boys.
Hell yeah.
That was hitting on kind of everyone, but including me, and she's like, oh, you're cute, but she was missing a front tooth,
hell
and
yeah.
she had... spilled chili on her shirt while eating a chili dog.
Nice.
And I'm like, the fact that she thinks she's got a crack at this, I'm like, man, I've let myself go too.
You can't knock her confidence.
No, no. Credit to her for being confident. I'm just like, she really looked at me and went, I could bag that.
You miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
Or the teeth you don't brush.
Please leave a message after the tone.
So... do I do white socks with black shoes, black socks with black shoes, or no socks at all?
Message deleted.
Wait, what color socks did she originally say?
She's saying white socks with black shoes, no. Black socks with white shoes. No, it's white on white, black white on black. And you're pretty serious about the whole no crossing brands too, right?
Yeah, like
if you have Adidas socks, you can't wear Nike shoes.
Yeah, sure okay. So, but no shows are different because you can't see them. But if you've got the logo, mix match logos showing to me,
that drives you crazy.
Drives me crazy. Yeah. But I don't notice it on other people. It's just me because I don't want to be the one who gets called out and I'm feel all embarrassed. And I'm like, I know the rules.
If you've got, if somebody were to ever call me out for wearing socks with, like wearing Adidas socks with Brooks or, Brooks doesn't even make socks, I don't think.
So I just wear my regular
socks. So I'll wear my
Nike
socks.
Yeah. I would kick you in the face with my $300 worth of foot apparel that is mismatched.
That's right.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
But who has time?
I do. Because they're all together.
No, but do you care if somebody else is? I don't.
No, I just what I'm
you
saying.
You care for yourself. That's fine, but if somebody else...
What about for your husband? Like, if he was wearing Nike shoes and he had, like...
It kind of drives me nuts.
And he had, like, Adidas underwear on.
Oh, no, see, that's
different. That's different, okay. It's the socks and the shoes.
Here's what's making news.
So, no big deal. The Navy has just come out and admitted that all those UFO videos have been floating around online for quite some time.
Yeah.
They're all real.
What do you mean?
That's terrifying.
They're saying, are they confirming that aliens exist?
No, they're not going as far as saying aliens. They're just saying that those videos of, the Navy pilots spotting unidentified flying objects, like rocketing around the sky, are absolutely real.
Are were we talking like the worm dong-like ones?
Dong? No, there's three videos that are titled FLIR-1, Gimbal and Go Fast. But I don't see worm dong on the list.
You
here.
Guys, long worm Ian, you know dong. What I'm talking about, right?
I'm very familiar with worm dongs. Yes,
but the alien worm dongs that are flying around—they're like these cylindrical things that are moving in space. I just had to assume it was alien, aliens like teabagging the world.
So in each case, the objects in the videos, they're doing a bunch of like aerial maneuvers that aren't even possible with current aviation technology. In 2004, the objects appeared suddenly at 80,000 feet and then blasted down towards the sea, eventually stopping at 20,000 feet and hovering. And they either dropped out of radar range or shot straight back up. Pentagon says the aerial objects in the videos are simply unidentified for now. The Navy is not saying that they're flying saucers or otherwise controlled by aliens, but it's entirely possible.
Well, so a UFO could even be an unidentified flying object that we haven't even, we're not choosing to identify to the public.
Right. It could also just be a baseball. If you can't identify,
I don't think it's
a UFO. In this case, definitely not a baseball. But that's what I'm like. Anything can be a UFO.
It's not the 80s anymore, Dave. Canseco and McGuire off the juice.
Isn't it kind of crazy to think about that if these are actually aliens, the difference between Americans and these aliens would be like if we show up on a planet, we're like, yo. What's up? And then like forever and ever, we just have no idea if these things are real or not. Like they're just kind of like dropping down and being like, peace out real quick. We're just going to try and check on you real quick.
They show up. They look at us. They're like, we good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nah.
Time to dip.
I don't want any part of this.
It's like when you show up at a party and you're just like, this is not the party for me. You walk in and just pick your coat right back up and walk back out.
We're the Chads of the universe.
There is 3 billion Chads on this planet. We're like, come on, man. Come on down. Let's drink. We already got Bud Light branded for y'all. Like, God, y'all are idiots.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Look at those flying tubes, though. Seriously. Those are the ones that
the worm dongs?
Worm dongs.
Worm dongs.
Should we just search worm dong?
I don't know if that'll...
Yeah, no, search it. See what happens.
And the fake morning shoes. Wait, fake morning. Dave Farah and the fake news morning show.
You know you're putting fake news out there.
Fake news.
Fake news.
Fake news.
I'm a liar. Yeah, I'm a liar.
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show presents Fake News Farah.
Desiree is joining us this morning here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show for a round of Fake News Farah. I've got 3 stories for you. All of them sound like they are fake. Only one of them actually is. You're trying to spot the fake news. Simple enough?
Good morning, yes.
And how is your BS meter? You pretty good at this? You going to need some help from Mahoney and Audrey?
Pretty good. I think
I can do it.
You got it.
Okay. So here we go on to story number one. A Boston man is suing Dyson after becoming emasculated by one of their vacuums. Matthew Blair, 47, was transported to the Boston Medical Center last month, where he necessitated a 36-hour-long surgical procedure, costing him a ton of money because he has no insurance. Surgery required 37 stitches, skin removal, and left him practically impotent because of his inability to maintain a for more than several seconds after the incident went down. Quote, my client was not aware of the dangers of using the device in such a manner and was never warned that sexual maneuvers could leave him permanently injured, said Blair's lawyer, Peter Phelps, in court. Again, they're suing Dyson, the vacuum maker, because this guy tried to hook up with a vacuum and it did not go well for him.
As an owner of many Dyson products, I would say that's...
Have you ever found one appealing? Did you ever...
I mean, they are. They have sleek curves. I will say that. And
in a time of loneliness.
Their suction power is unrivaled.
Oh, my God. That's
what they say it on their website.
Do they? I don't think they say that.
Suction unmatched. It's their slogan.
Okay. All right. So that is story number one. Here we go to story number two. A streamer blames World of Warcraft for not cleaning his room for 14 years. A gamer who lived in a room that was maggot-infested for 14 years before finally cleaning it, has admitted, unfortunately, to slipping back into his disgusting habits. He blames World of Warcraft. Earlier this year, and I guess he's a popular streamer on Twitch, he goes by the name Jägermeister, caved into online pleas to clean up his apartment after he confessed to not keeping up with domestic chores since moving in there in 2005. He actually live-streamed the cleanup. He discovered a decade-old slice of pizza, moldy sandwiches, and a bag of maggots before visibly retching as he retrieved an old bottle of urine from under his desk. However, his bad habits have returned after he admitted over the weekend to allowing his attention to hygiene to once again slip. The gamer is pointing the finger at World of Warcraft, saying it's their fault because he's been addicted since it launched 15 years ago.
As somebody who beta tested World of Warcraft even longer ago than that, alpha tested it as well, I will say that game is addictive. That game is addicting as hell. It is.
Such cool.
It reminds me of that one episode of South Park.
Oh, God.
How do you kill that has no life?
And the third and final story, a female investigator in Sanford, Florida, went undercover and posed as a street-level prostitute. During the operation, she said one of the suspects, Steven Torres, made an unusual offer to her, $3 and a chicken dinner for a certain act. There were seven different people that were charged with trying to procure prostitution. The men all ranged in age from 32 to 67.
Oh, my God.
But $3 and a chicken dinner.
I mean, I like a good chicken dinner myself, you know? The old stuffed breast.
Are we sure that she didn't misunderstand, like, something about putting this blank in your mouth?
I love nuggets. Apparently, Wendy's has a 50-piece bucket.
I love nuggets. Wait. Oh.
All right. So, those were the three stories. Two of them are absolutely true. Only one of them is fake. So, we have the Dyson, we have World of Warcraft, and we have the chicken dinner. Mahoney, what do you think? Any thoughts here?
100% the chicken dinner is true.
The chicken dinner is true?
Chicken dinner's the most true out of all.
$3 and chicken dinner.
Yes, 100%.
I've never been to Sanford, Florida, but it does sound like the sort of thing that may go down there. Mm-hmm. What do you think, Audrey?
I want to say that the Jaeger dude is not true, because how do you run a Twitch handle and nobody see that you've got like a maggot crawling across the camera?
I mean,
you can
green screen it.
Green screen the entire background? No, I guess so. Behind it?
The people were imploring this guy to clean his room so they could obviously see it. Yeah, they talked him into cleaning his room. And the story here is that he actually did clean it, vomited all over himself because it was so disgusting, and then slipped back into his awful habits.
I feel like that's real. I don't know. We don't know. We don't know. What do you think?
I think the Dyson is the fake one.
Yeah. I feel like if you've spent that kind of money on a Dyson, you're not going
to see what other kind of uses you can get.
No, you don't do that to a Dyson. That thing is pristine.
A Hoover.
You take the old Hoover out for a spin.
I mean, it has hoe in the name.
All right, Desiree, final answer. You going with the Dyson?
I am.
You got it. And unfortunately, that means the World of Warcraft guy and the dude who offered $3 and a chicken dinner to an undercover cop are absolutely real. Congratulations to you.
Why did you do that? Why did you do that terrible? There is a certain person, a person so vile and arrogant, the middle ground between horrible and useless, a culinary and retail nightmare, a person which we call Karen. These are the Karen Chronicles.
May I speak to the manager?
These are all real reviews that are pulled from numerous sites, but mostly Yelp. There's some Google reviews in here as well. And these establishments are all well-reviewed from across the country, and most of the people really enjoy these places, except for the Karens out there.
And anybody who's worked retail knows that there is this mythical person, this mythical beast, that will show itself here and now and ruin your day.
With
and
the Kate Gosselin haircut, and they will let the world know how displeased they are with your terrible service.
Do you think the haircut comes before the name, or is the...
No. You must earn it.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
These women were not named Karen beforehand. It's They've like earned
you,
that badge.
When you achieve your fifth star of being a general, you get to put on the helmet. They ship it to you. And, of course, they're displeased with that service as well.
Didn't come fast enough.
First up is the Highland Park Music and Pawn Shop in Highland Park, California.
Okay.
Jennifer A., 5 out of 5 stars. These guys have really helped me out quickly when I needed it in the past. Maria said, I've been coming here for years when I have an emergency and I need some quick cash. They also keep my stuff safe if I don't want to sell it, if I just want to pawn it for the time being. It's great.
Sounds like a really good community pawn shop.
Karen K. gives it 1 out of 5 stars. Has tons of guitars. I wouldn't know, but I can imagine they're all overpriced. Service is what you'd expect from people like this. Rude. I never understood why pawn shops deal with Fossil and Timex and Invictus. I like my pawn shops to carry Rolex and Omega. I'm a pawn shop snooty.
Really?
All right.
Bashed herself.
Right?
Too good for Invicta and Timex. They keep time well.
This next one is for Egg in Brooklyn, New York. It's a breakfast spot. 4 out of 5 stars. Heather M. says, 5 out of 5. Love this little cafe. Generally get the fried chicken. It's delicious.
What a terrible name. Egg. It's called Egg.
Yeah, just Egg.
I don't mind. Creative. It feels like it's a hipster Brooklyn place.
And you're actually right.
Egg, yes.
Beth V. said 5 out of 5 stars. Definitely my favorite brunch breakfast spot during my entire weekend in New York. Food was delicious. Atmosphere, fun, and casual.
All right.
Karen S. would beg to disagree. Holy crap. I'd rather sit in a McDonald's bathroom with a bum taking a dump than go to this dumb Egg again. This place was packed with families and hipsters who all seemed way too cool for everyone else. I'd rather get my, quote, locally sourced, handcrafted food from a place that isn't always crowded with crappy people. I didn't even eat anything. I sat for 10 minutes and told my waiter I had to leave. Sorry, but I'm glad that I left. I didn't even eat anything.
She didn't eat anything. I left a review.
And only left for 10 minutes.
Why are other
tables
bothering
you? Just looked around and everyone
you.
Pissed you off, and so you
oh
left.
My
like
God.
You got a table, you sat there, and then oh my God!
If it's filled with families and hipsters, that sounds like a place I want to be.
That sounds great.
It's like it appeals to everyone. Yeah. If you could have an 8-year-old and a you know
dude with a cool goatee, just have one table away.
Uh huh.
I'd rather be in a McDonald's bathroom.
With a bum taking a dump.
I hope you do end up there, Karen.
Leave a review.
She actually spelled dump wrong. She said with a bum taking a dump.
She was so angry in the throes of her angrily passion.
Of passion.
Not only did you, how does somebody get that angry and you didn't even eat?
This next one is for a CVS in Trenton, New Jersey. 4 out of 5 stars.
High-rated CVS.
Christina said, 5 out of 5 stars. I love drugstores. There is just so much stuff. Potions and lotion, makeup and nail polish, gels and goo. I could spend hours just wandering around.
They don't have that many aisles.
Potions and lotion.
This chick definitely works in CVS marketing, right? Like, there's no way that somebody's that excited about it. Carlos R. said, why would I take time to rate a drugstore? I will tell you, this place is amazing. They have everything you can ask for, and the staff, nicest around.
Okay.
Karen B., 1 out of 5 stars. The girl with the glasses behind the counter took advantage of me and my slowness. She thought she was going to stick it to me, asking if I had a CVS card. Then tried to swindle me into their card program. I told her I was unhappy with her asking, and she apologized twice. unbelievable. Then a kid named Brian, a few months later, tried to do the same thing. I asked him if he smoked before he came into his shift, and he had the nerve to act insulted. Real idiot. Karen, they do that to everyone. They just ask if you want a CVS card.
And you just get some real rewards from CVS.
But you could also just say no.
She also just sounds really insecure about her slow-moving, like, abilities.
What does it have to mean slow?
Would you care for a CVS card?
No.
I don't want one. Brian. And finally, the Capital City Comedy Club in Austin, Texas. 4.5 out of 5 stars. Rick H., screw the movies. Go here. So much better. Thank you for all the crazy nights. Also, tip your servers and they'll hook you up. Steven C., 5 out of 5 stars. Overall, great time. 3 comedians, all hilarious. Karen A., 1 out of 5 stars. This place reeks. Makes me think like I'm going to catch tuberculosis or something. Our waitress was rude, so I can only imagine what the rest of the waitstaff act like. It's bull. They charge you a cover to hear the acts, and then they expect you to buy 2 items? I don't go to comedy clubs often, but I wouldn't even go back to this place. I don't care if Richard Pryor or Sam Kinison came back from the dead. I will never see a gig here. I can explain more about my rating, but I don't want to waste any more time on this crappy place.
It's called a 2-drink minimum, Karen. It's at every comedy club in the history of existence. Since the beginning of time.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Also, if you want to go see a zombie Richard Pryor, you are no fan of comedy. Just going to say that right now.
It's the Redneck Report.
So I'm not even mad at this couple. I am actually, quite frankly, just impressed. There was a pair that got arrested for getting it on. Well, they didn't get arrested for getting it on. They got arrested for drunkenly riding a bike. And then they got thrown in the back of a cop car. And then they got it on.
Hell yeah.
I have a lot of questions about that.
So let me just try to...
tandem bike? Is she riding on the pegs or the megs or on the handlebars? Like how... I'm more curious about how they were drunkenly riding a bike together.
It was a banana seat.
So let me just go ahead and try to explain what happened here. So they're calling it a bizarre episode that unfolded at 11:40 p.m. in the night at Fernandina Beach. According to the arrest report, the Nassau County deputy stopped the couple after they were nearly struck by a car. They just got off their bike and they were cutting across the street. He said that they both smelled of alcohol, and so they're like, "Hey guys, like you're obviously pretty drunk, and you're stumbling around. You get off this bike, which you're not even sure is yours, and well, we're gonna have to at least detain you for a moment while we figure out what's going on here." And so they put him in the back of the cop car, and that's when all of a sudden,
I've heard people say,
"Oh yeah,
the mood struck
too much of anything."
Well, I mean, some people have. You know, they like
weird
to be
kinks.
Some people like to be handcuffed. Maybe they're just taking this to the next level, right?
Just took one of the steps out of the way. So the deputies are over here trying to figure out what's going on in this situation, and that's when they noticed that the couple had taken off all of their clothes and they were getting it on in the back seat of the patrol car.
All the clothes? They weren't even trying to be discreet.
Nope, they just like full on just took their clothes off.
It's hot in the back of a cop car. It's hot. Get the pleather seats.
Ugh, it'd be so sticky and slippery.
Well, they can, like, hose it down, so that's fine.
The 35-year-old Megan Lynn Mondaro grew violent when deputies said that she needed to put her clothes back on and stop hooking up with her 31-year-old man, Aaron Seth Thomas. They were taken into custody after they sure as hell had blood alcohol level that was above the legal limit, 0.145, nearly twice the legal limit in Florida.
If you weren't driving, then what's the problem here? Well, like, if the bike was stolen, okay, arrest him. But if the bike wasn't stolen, then all this is for naught.
No, they were
opinion.
Veering into traffic. They almost got hit by a car.
So can you guys help me figure out what this is, though? So there's a number of charges against them. So resisting arrest with violence, rather.
Okay.
An unnatural act.
Oh no.
Which,
really, we're gonna charge for that.
We're gonna start litigating that stuff, huh?
Uh-huh. Oh.
Exposure of their junk and driving under the influence. I guess that was for the bike.
Wow, yeah. This is. I mean, if you were wondering what these folks look like, and if you were, you know,
they are not the type of people that you. It's not like they just came out of a Cool Water ad or something and started boning the back of a cop car. She looks pretty methy.
Do they have teeth or no teeth?
You couldn't see her teeth, but she had a lot of scabs on her face.
It looks like you went for a slide down a slip and slide made out of asphalt with her face first.
It was not a great look.
So, you know, I could see why the officers were not impressed by the sexy time happening in the back of the patrol car.
A male student at the Walt Whitman High School in Bethesda, Maryland, was arrested on Monday after allegedly hitting another male student with a frying pan. The incident occurred about 10:41 a.m. during the school's fourth period. It does not say where he got the frying pan.
Did he bring it from home? Did he find it on campus?
Were you in a home ec class and the guy just made fun of the way that you were cooking your eggs?
They don't teach home ec.
Do they still have home ec?
No. There's zero chance home ec's still being taught on a regular basis. You make light of that, but could you imagine getting hit with a frying pan? That'll kill you.
Cast iron
it's
skillet.
Horrible. Like one of those ones you get at the Bass Pro Shop. You know what I'm talking about? Or if you're
you can buy those at Bass Pro Shop.
If you've never been to the
no, I haven't.
A Bass Pro Shop. They have all sorts of things.
You haven't been to the Bass Pro Shop before?
I have not been to the Bass Pro Shop.
You're missing out. I used to
have a T-shirt back in the day. But I was a poser. I never
like did. You used to wear a Bass Pro Shop shirt and you'd never been to. What the hell? Who pretends to? Is that?
It's like a Hooters. It's like a Hooters Key Largo. Hooters Bonton Beach.
Bonton Beach is not. A Florida man throws a raw burger at a car. It's just a bunch of raw burger meat. A homeless Florida man threw the raw hamburger meat on the hood of another man's car for an unknown reason, according to the police department in Florida. Police say the car's owner called them about 8 a.m. on Sunday and said a neighbor saw this man throw beef on his car. When the witnesses tried to stop the man, he continued walking away and refused to wait until authorities arrived. The victim was able to hose the meat off of his car, and it did not cause any damage. He was just rather perplexed as to why somebody would meat his vehicle.
Well, because the dude has no way to cook it. He was probably angry that somebody gave him some raw meat.
Could I suggest a frying pan?
Do you think when he threw the hamburger onto the man's car, he said, "Nice to meet you"?
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
A crappy supervillain. Better than something else, right? I mean, better hamburger than other things.
Like feces?
Yeah.
Comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Can we stop with this whole burritos or taco bullshit? One's a burrito and one's a taco. That's it.
Message deleted.
There is a dramatic difference between a burrito and a taco. Mm-hmm. Whoever is messing that up, you are correct to be angry at them. They deserve a slap in the
face. I've never heard anybody mistake a burrito for a taco and a taco for a burrito in my entire 38 years on this planet.
If somebody walked up to the window at Taco Bell and they ordered a taco and then were surprised because it wasn't a burrito, or even more extravagant than that, say a Chipotle where there's an enormous difference in portion size and presentation and everything, mm-hmm. I would be dumbfounded.
You still eat at Chipotle?
No. I used to eat there like every day.
Me too.
Every day. I used to wait outside.
Yeah, the line was so long.
They used to open at like 11, and I used to sit there and wait and be like, this is so inconvenient. It's 10:56. And then get mad if they didn't open the door right at 11. But I was like, first one in. Every day,
if you
weren't
the first one in, the line got crazy.
Yeah, is there even lines anymore?
No, I don't, not really.
I don't know. So. I came so close.
I'm there like every other day.
So. You still go there?
Oh, all the time. I get quesaritos now. So like, I get like a quesadilla in like my burrito. It's awesome.
I came so close.
I thought that was another sickness. Like you get a quesaritos if you eat a Chipotle.
Got a quesaritos. It's bad.
Well, I mean, their stock hasn't really taken that big of a. I mean. I would say around 2014, I was thinking about investing a lot of money, like in Chipotle because I'm
hundreds,
like
hundreds of dollars.
Well, no, like the money that I
Your
have
money
in my
is
401k
actually going somewhere properly. Yeah.
But you know, I mean, the market has certainly outperformed what their stock has. But even back then, it was around $500 or $600. It's up to $800 right now. There was a pretty big dip earlier at the part of this year, but
probably
over the
there was salmonella everywhere.
Well, yeah. But if you look at from literally the beginning of the year, January 1st to right now, of last year, 2018, because I forgot it's 2019.
They didn't even have salmonella. They had E. coli.
But in the last 2 years, it's gone from $289 up to $800 as far as stock goes.
Oh, really?
So maybe I should have. Damn it.
You thought you had a success story about not falling for a stock that was going to drop off of a cliff. Now, if you just wait until it actually did at like $200 and then swooped in.
But you never know.
You never know.
But please leave a message. I feel like there's just so many other options out there right now that they've really, you know, they've lost their corner of that. You know, like the...
Listen, if I'm picking between that or Taco Bell, I'm going Taco Bell each time.
But those aren't even in the same category,
They are
though.
In my brain because...
No, not even close. One is business
Chipotle,
casual,
ever.
The other one's
never.
Fast.
Never. Yeah. Qdoba, Moe's,
see,
both of those.
I would still choose
plane.
Chipotle over those, yeah.
No, because I can drench everything I want in queso.
Cafe Rio is the best out of all of them.
Yeah.
I don't like... My wife loves Cafe Rio. Yeah. I don't like it.
That's, yeah, I never got sick there.
I mean, have you really gotten
point?
Sick from Chipotle?
Every time I eat Chipotle, the 24 o'clock starts ticking. Doop. Doop.
I just feel like doop. Every time that I go to Cafe Rio.
All right.
Please leave a message after the tone.
I just realized how amazing ranch is. I got really what? Drunk and turns out, I don't know, I like it. Anyways, I just wanted to call and let you guys know that.
Message yeah, deleted. I'm glad you're finally finding this out. You can put it on everything.
I mean, everything.
Pizza and ranch.
I got a hot take that, you know, you're probably going to be surprised. As a fat dude, F ranch. I don't give a damn about ranch.
You take
I think
it back.
Ranch is the most overrated condiment, period. Period. It's all white. It's creamy. Nobody wants that.
You're right.
Covered in the...
This is the Dave Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Glitz. Glamour. Fame, scandal, weight loss tea? It's Pop Trash!
So to say that Kevin Hart was having a rough couple of weeks would probably be an understatement. First, the car accident messed up his back. He's in rehab right now. And now there's somebody coming out, a sex tape partner of his, saying that he conspired with a friend who secretly recorded their encounter, and she is suing for $60 million.
No, he did not. Because when you're cheating on your wife... The last thing you want to do is put out a sex tape with your mistress.
When you're cheating on your pregnant wife. This woman claims that she had an encounter with Kevin Hart in 2017 at the Cosmopolitan in Las Vegas, of course. And his friend, later arrested for extortion, she says that they planned to take this tape and threatened her if she didn't pay him money. To release it publicly.
This is the same woman that was in the news whenever Kevin Hart's wife was pregnant.
Yeah.
Is this the same woman?
This is the mistress. Maybe not the mistress, but a woman he had a fling with.
A fling with, yeah. So she said that Kevin and this guy, JT, allegedly hid the camera.
This is the dumbest story I've ever heard. Kevin Hart did not want to put out a sex tape. The guy who hid the camera has been arrested. He was arrested by the FBI. And was charged with extortion because he was
Kevin
trying
Hart
to get
said
money
he didn't
out
have,
of Kevin Hart.
You're not trying to get any money out of this random chick that Kevin Hart's hooking up with. You're trying to get the money out of Kevin Hart. Yeah. And Kevin Hart said, no, I was also a victim of this guy's extortion attempts. You'll recall that he later apologized for his infidelity. He was adamant that nobody should profit off of his mistake. But now this girl, because she feels like she was victimized, which she was if somebody hit a camera.
But so was Kevin Hart at this point.
Yeah, yes. You can't go after Kevin Hart for the money.
He's also the victim in this one, and he was the one who actually was shaken down for money, which is why this guy was arrested. This just sucks. Like, again, this is why you don't do, like, when you're a high-profile celebrity, you know, like, what are you doing, Kevin Hart? Like, you what are you doing, man?
It just seems like in this day and age, I mean, can you imagine how difficult it would be to be a high-profile celebrity if you were trying to get away with stuff that you weren't supposed to be doing?
You can't anymore.
It was like the last guy that got away with it for a while was Tiger Woods before
And then even, of course,
somehow
he didn't.
No video of
but
that
yeah, there's no video, very few pictures of him doing anything. Yeah. Like,
just talk about having some snakes in the grass in your inner circle, too. Like
somebody setting up cameras in your hotel room.
Who you thought
room?
Was your dude.
Oh, yeah. Oh, just the worst.
What is this, the Righteous Gemstones?
Great show, by the way.
So
great
good.
Show.
Did not like this last week's episode, though.
Flashback?
You need, you need Danny McBride. You do.
So a Pittsburgh area doctor is the latest to file a lawsuit against former Steelers wide receiver Antonio Brown. His name is Dr. Victor Prisk. He filed a lawsuit in Pennsylvania claiming that Brown owes him $11,500 in unpaid fees. Not only that, Prisk claims that Brown repeatedly farted in his face and laughed about it during a consultation where he showed up 3 hours late. Now, TMZ obtained video of the appointment. How did they get this video, Ian?
Why is everybody setting up cameras?
I have no idea, to be honest. I believe the doctor must have given it to him because it was filmed by the doctor.
Why?
So Prisk told Sports Illustrated, "I'm a doctor, and this man is farting in my face. Would you like to hear the audio?"
There's audio?
Yeah, I mean, there's a video of it, so yeah, sure.
Damn, my bad, dog. It's pretty freaking low. I've done some bodybuilders, and this is pretty freaking low. I gotta stay away. Damn. I had a lot of fiber, bro.
Is there anyone worse than Antonio Brown?
But why is this doctor recording this?
No idea.
That seems like a HIPAA violation.
Absolutely. He should be getting in trouble for that.
Or it's entirely possible that Antonio Brown like brought a film crew with him because he does that everywhere.
Yeah.
So I think that seems more likely
for clout.
To me.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. He's the worst.
But I really dislike Antonio Brown.
Yeah.
He's just a bad guy.
Yeah.
I mean, you hear all these stories and... You know, obviously there's allegations of all the sexual stuff, mm-hmm. which is, you know, disturbing. But, you know, let's see plays out. But, I mean, just the way that he carries himself, the way that he handled the whole thing with the Raiders, like, he's just a dirtbag, man. Just a bad guy.
And they're just going to blame it on the CTE. It ain't that.
Yeah, no, he's just bought into his own hype.
Yeah.
He just thinks he's untouchable.
When you are one of the best athletes in a sport in the world, and you feel like you can do no wrong, you lose any and all inhibitions. You don't become a worse person. You become the person that you always were.
Well, and you got to have people around you that that have known you since before you were a big star to bring you back down to earth. Yep. That will call you out on acting like an idiot.
When you don't have somebody checking you, like that's how you get to that level. And bad things happen.
Because most people don't, in fact, check themselves before they wreck themselves.
That's true. How poetic and how true, Dave.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
You always chicken to check yourself. Always. What?
As if this radio show couldn't get any whiter, then you're going to drop something like that.
Chicken to check.
Show weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
So tell us about the petty revenge that you got on somebody, or maybe somebody got it on you, right? There's somebody on Twitter that hit us up at Dave Mahoney and very coy about it. But Justin said, "Potato in the exhaust pipe. That's all I'll say about that."
Oh,
this one is much more significant. Ant, also on Twitter, said, "As revenge for a prank that I had pulled on me, I hid in a mortuary cold chamber in a hospital I worked at. A buddy sent the intended victim in to investigate a strange noise. The victim opened each chamber, clearly getting scared. When he opened the one I was in, I grabbed him and yelled, 'Eat brains, eat brains, eat brains.'" Oh, my God.
That'd be so scary.
That is the worst. That is how you get traumatized for life.
That's how you get shot, though, also.
Yeah. Yeah.
The zombie apocalypse. Your Honor, I thought the zombie apocalypse was beginning.
I was trying to save the world, yeah.
And my name's Rick.
Treasure said, "I got this from a movie. A girl had a completely adorable but totally vicious Yorkie. Her name was Tinkerbell, and her owner, Liv, loved that Tinkerbell hated everyone except for her. So I started always carrying around these tiny bacon bits in my pocket. And when Liv wasn't watching, Tinkerbell got bacon. A little bitty bit of bacon. And the next couple of weeks go by, next thing you know, Tinkerbell loves me too." That was about 20 years ago. I told Liv recently, and she was still a little pissed. She said that bacon was bad for Tink. No, it wasn't.
I mean,
gained a little extra weight.
The old pocket bacon.
I would.
The old back
really
pocket
enjoy
bacon.
Some bacon,
yeah.
Every once in a
yeah,
while.
Yeah, right. Like, can I just be an a-hole to you and you just feed me bacon? Mike said, "I had a boss that was a complete tool and had OCD. I would move everything out of place, then watch him get mad about it every morning. And then others started doing the same."
Oh, I love that so much.
Yeah. If he wasn't a prick, you know?
No, probably even more so if they were a prick.
No, yeah. I mean, if he wasn't and he just had OCD, then you're the clown for moving all the stuff.
Kyle said, I told her I would never marry her. She cheated on me. She stole all my stuff while she was moving out while I was at work. I married someone 1,000 times hotter. It is a forever win.
Yeah.
Yeah, live your best life. That is the best revenge most of the time.
Even if you haven't done anything right in your life, just seeing your ex balloon on Facebook is such a sweet revenge.
Man, I don't like this. One of the worst things about Facebook, though, you know, because it shines a mirror back on you.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm sitting here and I'm like looking at this and I go, God dang, my friends are looking, you know, like friends from high school and
looking
and
old,
school,
yeah.
They look old and we look awful. Then I go, wait, do I look like that as well? Because I see myself every day, so I don't necessarily see it through the same prism of I hadn't seen this person in 20 years.
Yeah.
No,
yeah, you look terrible.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Son of a bitch.
As long as I'm not selling tummy tees and don't have four kids for a while.
Yeah, you're doing all right.
I'm on the up.
Yeah.
Look out. The one benefit of being fat, Dave, I don't need Botox. Everything's tight.
Wrinkle-free, baby. Uh-huh. Look out.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
So today we're talking about the petty revenge that you've gotten on somebody, or maybe they got it on you, but some of these aren't really that petty. Larissa said, I may or may not have put tampons in this girl's gas tank and put dog crap under her dog handle, and may have also boiled noodles and left them in a bowl on the top of her car. Teach her not to steal from people.
I mean, I get you don't want to have your stuff stolen, but a crime with a crime. Because tampons in a gas tank, right? That can ruin your car.
Yeah.
Right?
Same with the potato.
That potato in the tailpipe's not gonna destroy the car. That's just
fun. Oh, we were talking about cars. Oh. That's way different. Rick said, not long after my divorce when my son was a toddler and with me during the first half of the week, I would wait until the end of the stay and then give him all the candy. Sodas, sweet snacks. It's like shaking up a bottle of beer before you hand it off to a friend.
Nah, man.
It's like 3 in the morning, I'm getting a text from my ex who is being really bitchy towards me at the time. Why won't he sleep? Did he sleep for you? He's jumping on the bed after working a few hours. That's just mean, man.
I feel like that's going to... You're using your kid, though. Like, she's going to start doing that. Next thing you know...
Well, it's just bad for the kid, too, right? Like, it messes up their day if they're not sleeping.
But do what most people who have divorces and bad relationships do. Buy them a drum set.
You're really interested in a hobby that the other ex hates.
Yeah, and if it's a little girl and she's not interested in drums, buy her a violin.
Or a piano.
Because
pianos are expensive.
The learning of a violin is horrific.
Mm-hmm.
Scream.
Oh, man.
Dana said, a girl who I thought was one of my best friends started banging my then boyfriend. When she wasn't home one day, I destroyed her white couch, barbecue sauce, and ketchup, then threw her clothes outside. Probably not my finest moment.
I like the barbecue sauce, though, rather than the ketchup.
Yeah.
You know, because, like, the barbecue sauce is really gonna penetrate deep into the cushions.
Juan said, I had a couple of friends, had a sports bet, and my wife won $50 from each of them, so I collected on a payout. At a bowling tournament, they finished, and they all paid me except for one person who refused to pay. So for the next several months, I would put his phone number on free stuff on Craigslist so he would get constant calls. Ha ha ha. Do you still have that free Xbox? Suck it.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Tell us about the petty revenge that you've gotten, and this one is really something. I was in a fight with a friend, but still good with his family. Got invited over to a family party with revenge on my mind. I decided to enjoy some delicious Taco Hell and Del Taco before going over, knowing it was going to wreck my stomach. Good party, lots of drinks, revenge is ready. I go to the bathroom to unload the wrath of a thousand furies, and I left a diarrhea upper decker.
Oh, my God.
Needless to say, they were down to just one toilet.
Oh.
The master, when round two, decided to come back around. After going in and doing my destruction for a second time, I came out and said, this one's broken too. Somebody messed up with this one. Then walked out of the house with nothing but an empty stomach and glory.
Ooh.
That one's from Tito.
Another one on our text line at 73100. The pettiest thing I've ever done is a friend of mine was using my spare car, and they started to irritate me. I didn't want to ask for the keys back, so they wouldn't be able to drive my car anymore. Instead, I popped the hood, pulled out the fuses, so it wasn't getting any fuel, so they just thought my car was broken, and they couldn't drive it anymore.
All right.
Passive-aggressive and petty.
I like it.
Little combination there.
A little double dip.
Two for one.
Jennifer said an old office manager that I absolutely did not get along with left her Facebook page open when she left work one day.
Oh, no.
She is extremely conservative, so I went on there and liked every extreme liberal page that I could find and followed them. She sure got very agitated when she started getting all these posts on her Facebook feed.
Nice. If you are an unpleasant person to be around at work, never leave your social media open.
Ever.
We worked with this guy who was just the biggest diva slash bitch in our entire, that we've ever worked with in 15 years, 20 years of radio. One day, we come in to the studio and he had left his social media open and was sending in the open naked photos of himself.
Yeah, so he was a dude that liked other dudes, and he was just straight up sending pictures of his junk, and there was
but they were like the most embarrassing, like not even like well thought out nudes.
Yeah,
like bent over.
No, but
spread.
Like just like you would not. No, not like that. But like
it's full frontal, not.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Not the other side. Yeah.
Yeah. Just it was.
You're like, what are you doing, man? Like, these aren't even good nudes. Mahoney, who has a proficiency from back in his single days for
That's right.
You know, the lighting has to be right, and you keep your face out of it, you know. I mean, there's a lot of things that go into taking a proper nude photo.
If we wanted to leak that guy's stuff, like, because he was just such a prick to us.
Yeah.
But I do appreciate you recognizing that I am the Ansel Adams of dong photography. Well, self-dong.
Self-dong, yes. Not other people's dongs. You don't want to start getting a bunch of phone calls. Troy said, sardine oil in the little AC vent by the windshield wiper. Mm-hmm. This is basically the nuclear option.
That you got to get a new car. You got to get a new car. You got a new car after that, man. There's no coming back.
How about this one? Adam said, I put my ex's number on the wall in a bathroom stall. Said, for a good time, call Sonny. We ended up getting back together, and she was always complaining about the crank calls. Whoops.
Go back to that bathroom then, man. Go back to that bathroom.
Carlos had a shower at night and wear granny panties to sleep for comfort. In the mornings, I change to nicer ones and I leave my night panties on my sleeping husband's head, or I'll hang them on his foot or his hand. I'll hang them on the reading lamp above his face. I'll put them under his chin. You get the point. I'm just lucky he hasn't tried to do it to me yet.
Yeah.
Like I said, man, you are playing a dangerous game there.
Yeah. Love it.
My guess is your husband's a lot grosser than you are.
Tiffany said,
"Those are sleep panties. It's not like
yeah."
Yeah,
maybe.
No, man. Like, as soon as I wake up, my old underwear goes straight into the washer.
It's that bad every day?
No, but I'm just like, I change. I don't leave them.
You poop
around.
Your pants every day, don't you?
No, I don't. I do not. You ruin my gallbladder, Dave.
So
I got
you do.
I got an excess of bile.
All right.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
So the petty revenge that you've gotten or somebody has gotten on you, Lindsay texted this one over, said, a long time ago I was at a party with my older brother. Someone that he knew started hitting on me. The guy finished his drink and then left abruptly. I was bummed. Come to find out, my brother was annoyed the guy was hitting on his little sister. So he dosed his drink with Visine back when he used to have the ingredient that would make you have to take a poo.
Mm-hmm.
Saw the guys years ago, and he definitely avoided me. Oh, man.
Also, but I mean, like, did she not like the guy? Or
no, she did like the guy.
Then
but
your brother's a dick, Lindsay.
Not my proudest moment, but when I look back at it, I do regret it now. But most petty thing I've ever done was sleep with an old friend of mine's mom.
Oh.
Sorry, Chase.
That is.
I mean, is that revenge or is that just an opportunity that was taken? And, you know, because who's worse, your friend or your mom? Your mom's, the mom is the worst.
Yeah, yeah.
Family, screwing over family. And also, how's it really screwing over him? You know, you're just, you know, it's adults doing adult things.
Were they adults? I don't know. When I was younger, older sister would not take turns playing Mario, so when they weren't home, I would get on the game that they had paused and kill all their lives and save over the files.
This is the coldest thing I've ever heard in my life. You are a sociopath. You should be locked up.
Oh, man. This
it's like, if you
brutal.
Want a pro tip, women, if you find out your guy's cheating on you, don't destroy his like car, his clothes, things like that. Don't do that. Go on to his PlayStation or his Xbox. Get him banned. That is the way to do it. Or go on to Steam.
Erase
or what,
all of his game.
Erase his saves. Erase his games. That's the way to do it. You get him banned.
You just erased 5 years of his life.
That cuts way deeper. Way deeper.
I found out my husband was sending pictures of his junk from his work bathroom to a girl he's cheating on me with. So I hacked into his email and sent them to his boss and got him fired.
Ooh.
See you never.
Girl.
Who takes dong again? Back to the dong photography. Work bathroom? The lighting in there, horrible.
Just
first
awful.
Off.
Just awful.
Fluorescent light.
And the floor is going to be like, if you ever received, if I ever received a photo of that nature, and it's like a weird tile bathroom, I'd be like, what are you doing?
It's even like the guys and the girls that take the sexy photos, even if they're not like, you know, like junk photos or whatever in the bathroom, but then you see like their bathroom mirrors all
dirty
goop, and they have just all these weird bottles. I'm like, what is with your bathroom hygiene, man?
Yeah, everything is about the optics. Clean even if there's everything around you.
Even if there's a dog in the photo, like, no, man, don't be naked in front of your dog.
It's creepy,
get that out of here.
Get out of here.
Get out. Don't get.
Shay said I would take the batteries out of the remotes to the TV when my siblings would stay home from school, quote unquote, sick. Oh, that's just mean, man.
That is cold. Again, it's cold blooded.
And the final one here, Drew said I made my coworker hit himself in the face with his phone. You see, every day I would come in early and I would add nickels inside the receiver to make it heavier. And then one day I took it out and he whop.
Hear my. You hear my phone?
Cover your ears.
Michelle is joining us this morning here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. Excuse me, Michael is joining us this morning. Not Michelle, sorry about that. What's up, Michael? How you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good. How
Michelle.
About you?
Reading Michelle. Is hard.
It is. All right, man. So here's how this game works. We've got three tunes for you. They're all popular alternative songs that you've heard, I'm sure, many times over the years. They just, you know, they're cover songs. So people take their own interpretation and then they upload them to the internet. And sometimes they sound a little bit different than the original. I assume that you're a big fan of alternative music.
Yes, I am.
All right. So each one of these songs is 30 seconds long. Let the full 30 seconds play out and then you can make your guess. You just have to get two out of the three right in order to be our winner today. Here we go with song number one in Cover Your Ears.
I got soul, but I'm not a soldier. 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 Time, truth, and heart. Yeah.
All right, that's 30 seconds.
It could
there.
Have been worse.
It could have been.
Could have been worse.
Worse. I don't know how, but it could have been.
I thought it was okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not bad. It's the Killers. What's his name? Song. I can't think of the song right now. I'm having a brain fart.
All right, we'll give you a half point there. We'll give you a half point. That is all the things I've done from the Killers.
Love that song.
Yeah. Yeah. So half point on the board. Here we go to number two.
A lemon yellow sun. Arms ready.
All right, that's 30 there. What do you got for us, Michael?
That was hard. Can I hear it one more time?
I'll play a little bit of it again. I'm going to go to like the middle part here because I think that's the part where I think you have the best chance of getting it. But yeah, here we go.
Daddy.
It's Pearl Jam, but God, why can't I think of the song name? I'm all nervous now. I know it's Pearl Jam.
All right, we'll give you a half point there as well.
And that actually was any better.
Point that,
believe it or not, that was a very drunk Courtney Love.
Really?
I thought it sounded like Hole at the very beginning.
That was
beginning.
A very, very drunk Courtney.
I swear.
Oh, that is hilarious.
That was for a radio station.
God, she sucks.
That performance. Yes.
That's Pearl Jam. Jeremy is the song that you're thinking of. Yeah. It sounded.
I just thought of it afterwards.
Kind of Willie Nelson esque, you know, with the way that it started. But
don't you tell me. She's falling. Say that about
she's falling
Willie.
Off the chair as she's performing it. You guys got to see that video.
Oh man, that's so great. And then she adds a little Hetfield in there as well.
There.
All right, so you got one full point between the two. You have to get the next full point here on this third and final one. I think you can do it. Here we go.
Strange darkness comes creeping on, so haunting every time. And as I stared, I counted webs from all the spiders, catching things and eating them inside. Like indecision to call you and hear your voice of treason.
Oh, yes. Is that Aerosol Fatty again?
No, that's not Aerosol Fatty.
Bev and Bob.
Bev and Bob. Yes. That's what it is. I knew we'd heard them before. All right, Michael, for the win here, what do you got for us?
Oh, son of a gun. It is, people are yelling at me on the radio right now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, why can't I think of the damn name? Mark Hoppus. And, oh, why can't I think of the name?
Yeah, I mean, Mark Hoppus, Travis Barker.
Travis Tom DeLonge.
Blink-182.
Blink-182, yep.
Blink-182 is, son of a gun.
You can't miss this.
Do we not have another one?
Really?
We don't got a bonus.
This is the easiest thing in the world.
We don't got a bonus. No bonus?
Oh, I'm having a brain fart.
He's naming all the bands. We don't have a bonus. We really don't have a bonus.
No, why do we need a bonus? This is the easiest round we've ever done.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Nah, Pearl Jam was hard.
Ian's heated.
I know. He's mad. He said that they're pretty easy, too.
Yes, I did say that to him.
Because they're pretty easy?
Yes. Honestly, how you're going to miss this is insane.
Well, I guess okay. I'm insane. All right. I know it's Blink 182.
It's Blink 182. It's I Miss You from Blink 182.
Yeah, yeah.
I have a bonus. Okay.
You got to get this one, though.
If you get at least a half point on this, we'll let you win today. But you got to get something here. All right, here we go. All right, 30 seconds right there for the win.
It's the Beastie Boys. I know that.
God, you're the worst, Michelle. Yeah, you win, man. It is Beastie Boys, so what you want. So, yeah, you have to, you got it done with a halfie all the way through.
You got a half-ass job, much like this show.
I mean, you're just the worst at getaways, you stupid tortoise. What are you doing trying to escape?
A
pet tortoise was reunited with its owner in Britain after escaping 15 months earlier, and it was found a couple of blocks away.
He was just slow.
Come on, man.
It's slow and steady that wins the race, Dave.
No, it's not. They found this tortoise who had been missing for 15 months, and it was only a few blocks away from the garden where the reptile was supposed to be.
Maybe he just found a new home.
I mean, maybe.
Maybe he didn't want to
go. In the wild.
Maybe he didn't want to go back.
They made a point to say that the tortoise was not microchipped, but a social media campaign resulted in the animal's owner identifying Catherine Painter. Painter told officials that her tortoise, Sybil, had escaped from her home 15 months earlier. Painter lives only a few blocks away from the garden where the reptile was found, so they think maybe the neighbor is responsible for stealing the tortoise.
Uh-huh.
High drama.
I thought the turtle's name was...
Was Painter?
Catherine Painter. I'm like, that's a very British name to give a pet, right?
He was a British tortoise.
I'm just slowly leaving. I'm going to go get some tea right over here.
Why do I imagine that tortoise with a monocle?
Yes.
Bloody hell, I'm just so slow. So a lawmaker in Chicago was doing an interview, a local news story, and complaining about pigeon poop because there's pigeon poop just all over the place. And they say it's a messy situation for the Chicago Transit Authority. And this one particular stop is known as Pigeon Poop Station.
Okay.
Which is pretty funny.
Yeah. I mean, if it's unless you that's your station near your house.
Right. And then it's
or the one you have to take.
A little less funny.
Yeah.
Well, this particular lawmaker was sitting there doing an interview about how awful all of the pigeon poop is and how they must do something about it. And while doing the interview, a pigeon promptly pooped on his head.
Awesome.
Hopefully, did I just get?
Yep.
I did, didn't I?
That was a pigeon relieving itself on State Representative Jamie Andrade. Right on cue, he was just bad-mouthing them.
I just have to go clean it up. And that's what happens to my constituents. They get shit on all the time.
Oh, man.
There is nothing funnier than if you are with somebody who gets pooped on by a bird.
Oh, yes. My brother got pooped on one time by a bird, and I was so happy to see it.
Over 20
never seen it.
Years ago, one of my best friends, as we were walking into school, got pooped on by a bird. I can't remember a whole lot from like other memories, but that one is so vivid.
Yeah.
20 years later, I can remember the day, the temperature, where we were coming from, every vivid detail because of that. It just was so funny that I will never forget that.
One of your finest moments in life, yes?
Yeah, because he had dark hair, too. Oh, God. And we all just cried.
Can we also just really appreciate the fact, two things. Why are so many people, wait, backtrack. Whoa, words are hard this morning, apparently. Pigeons, gross, rats of the sky.
Oh, see, you're going to anger Ian with this one because he has become very close with Jim the Birdman.
Yeah, this is a very, I'm very pro-pigeon. There's nothing gross about them, and they poop. We all poop.
They spread
we all
disease.
Poop. Everything
pigeons
you
are
spread
disgusting.
Disease. I spread disease.
No,
pigeons
I don't.
Are
yeah.
disgusting.
Wrap people, it up, man. What are you talking about?
People spread diseases. It happens, okay? Pigeons are fine, and they poop. Who cares?
I've never flown over somebody and dropped
never.
One
not
on
one.
Them.
Not once.
Not once
no.
in my life.
Why are pigeons in the desert? Why do we have pigeons? We're not. They're not. Nothing's supposed to even like actually live here properly.
Okay, so you want to just what? Get rid of pigeons? What's the solution here, then, guys?
Yeah.
No. No.
Oh, man, this is going to torture your relationship. By the way, what happened to Jim the Birdman? Where is
he? We haven't heard from him in months.
He passed away a couple of weeks ago. No, I'm joking. Jesus. No, he's fine. He's fine.
Do you know that he's fine?
Yes, I was at his house like 2 weeks ago.
Spicy.
Oh, my God.
Tongue out.
His gaze looked at me. I thought, he's just fine. We'll be hearing from him in a couple of weeks.
Okay. Yeah.
And finally, a man is selling a Bugatti Veyron for $125,000 online.
One of the world's most expensive supercars. Aren't they normally in like the $2.5 million range?
Exactly, yeah. So it's supposed to be worth $2.5 million. But this one heavily discounted to just $125,000. It's from somebody in Florida. And the only problem with this car, why you're getting such a big discount on it, is because it's not a Bugatti Veyron at all. It's actually a 2002 Mercury Cougar.
How do you confuse the two?
Well, it looks pretty similar from the outside. The headlights, the grill, the vents, the bodywork are like a carbon copy, I guess, of a Bugatti. But then when you start to examine it a little closer, you're like, wait a minute, this doesn't seem right. The seats, dash, and headliner are all customized by the seller and look the part, but the switchgear, the door latches, steering wheel all give up the act. Unfortunately, the performance doesn't imitate the real Veyron in any ways. For starters, the fake still has the stock Mercury Cougar engine, which is a 2.5-liter V6 that pumps out only 170 horsepower, whereas the real Veyron has a 1,200-horsepower quad-turbocharged 8-liter W16 that is 7 times more horsepower than the Mercury engine.
Well, you get better gas mileage with this one, Dave.
That all sounded like Chinese to me.
Could you possibly think of a worse car to have as the actual underpinnings of your fake Bugatti Veyron rather than
an 02 Mercury Cougar
with like 140,000 miles on it?
My Aunt Linda, who smoked a pack a day, drove one of those. This sucked.
Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X 107.5.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
I have a question for you. If I have a 100 to 150 foot beautiful yacht, do I really need two tenders? I mean, I'm not going to really have one of my crew members leave the bar to take one of the tenders down. It's like one tender's already out. I mean, really?
Message deleted.
So this is a question about yachting. And of course, the tenders are the smaller boats that they take out from the yacht to go, you know, scurry off to the land to fetch more ingredients for the proper folk who are aboard.
Of course you would know that.
Sheesh, I was like, what chicken tenders?
Like, what are you doing with the tenders,
man? Why is that boat trying to date? Who's that boat trying to smash?
Swiping right on that tender.
It literally is the motion of the ocean with that boat.
Are you impressed with boats? Like if a dude says he's got a boat, is that like a thing?
I've never had anyone ever. Like try.
No one's flexed with a boat on you?
Flex on me with the boat. What like
if,
ever.
What if somebody did flex with you? They're like, hey, you want to go out on my boat this weekend? And then you go to get on it and it's like a relatively small bass boat.
I honestly think that I would be a little creeped out by it. I don't think I would go on someone's boat as a first, second, third date even.
Well, definitely not by yourself, right?
No.
But I used to know this guy that would post on social media like the first 10 girls to respond to this post, get to
Gross.
Go on my boat with me this weekend. But I couldn't believe all the dumb hoes that would do that, man. He would have a boat full of dumb hoes Nope. every weekend just cruising around the lake. And I'm like, man, there's a lot of dumb hoes out there.
Dave's like, I need to buy a boat.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Especially, ladies, watch the episode of It's Always Sunny called The Implication. It will explain why you never ever go on a date with a dude with a boat early on.
Well, one, you're trapped.
Yes.
Two, it's especially if you're like, you go out in the evening and it gets to dark. Like, is there anything scarier than being
yes.
on a boat?
Yes, it's the implication.
Yeah.
That's why, I mean, they sum it up perfectly. It's on It's Always Sunny.
Hi, guys. I want to know your most intense diarrhea stories.
Oh, Jesus.
Message
no.
deleted.
No, you don't.
No, you don't.
No, you don't.
You're sick pervert.
And besides, we've already told them all.
Stop it.
Two words, golf course.
Yeah.
Please leave a message after the tone.
I just wanted to let you guys know that if it wasn't for your morning show and the copious amount of pens that I have, I would go insane at work. Thank y'all. Love you.
Message deleted.
Thank y'all.
The copious amount of pens? He's got a lot of pens?
Like, are we talking like writing pens? Or are we talking like
EpiPens?
Is he vaping?
Is he like one of those like
a lot
hipsters?
Of flair, like a lot of flair on your outfit?
Do a lot of needlepoint? Is that you got those little pins?
You crocheting at work? Like a pin? Yeah.
Okay.
This morning show has about the value of a box of used Bic pens. Have you ever had to use a Bic pen that somebody's been chewing on?
Oh,
this guy's gross.
A paper mate gal
like that saliva will just stay in the bottom of there.
Did you ever used to chew on the bottom of the Bic pens?
Of course. I did.
You didn't?
No.
I chew on all sorts of things.
You sit there and chew on it, and then that little the little bottom would pop off and almost choke you.
You ever see my? You ever
you know
see
what
my?
No, I
don't.
You ever see my Blistex?
Oh my God! You chew on your Blistex?
Yeah.
It looks like a Yorkie got a hold of that thing, man. What's wrong with you?
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
That thing has been gnawed on.
The worst is when you're chewing on the Bic and then all of a sudden you taste the ink.
It's top stories. Here's what's making news.
So there are a bunch of mama boys out there that live in America. Most people live an average of 18 miles from their mom.
I live 8 miles from my mom.
I live 1,300 miles away.
I live about 3,000 miles away from my mom. Ian?
I don't know where my mom's at. No, I'm joking. She lives in Wisconsin.
Yeah, so the New York Times analyzed the survey of older Americans, found that on average, adults live just 18 miles from their mom.
Hmm.
So, Mahoney, you're helping to bring that average down. The rest of us have totally blown it. The analysis also found that about 20% of Americans live more than a few hours from their parents by car. So living in the same vicinity is pretty normal stuff. I will say that the business that we're in is strange for that, though,
yeah,
right? I mean,
because
it takes you around from city to city.
Because there's like two jobs in every city that we can do. You know, there's like, you know, it's not like it's an industry where
it's not
we
like you're
just,
a lawyer or a teacher where there's like need for
jobs everywhere.
Law practice and kids that need the schooling.
Hairstylist.
Right, yeah. It's like, you know, there's like three jobs in the country that I would even be interested in right now.
Like one, maybe two.
Maybe two.
Maybe a third.
Maybe three.
If they really up their money.
Yeah.
My mom only lives two blocks from her mom, though.
Oh, okay. So is that relatively new?
My grandma moved here about a little over a year ago.
So even before she was in San Clemente, right?
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, a couple hundred miles, but
a couple hours by car, yeah.
But now she's, literally like 2 minutes because she lives two blocks away from my mom. So, you know, my family's pretty close in certain proximity.
And you like that, right? Like
I do, yeah. And I would say my wife, her dad, she lives, 7 miles away from him?
Because when you moved to San Diego, you went a little nuts. And, and then when you moved to Houston, you went a little nuts. Would you say that it was from not being close to your family? Or
Yes.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Combination of a bunch of factors?
Yeah. I don't need to live a place where I don't know anybody. That's bad for me.
Yeah.
You know, like I need to be around people.
Your people.
That I know to remain grounded.
Yeah.
To remain grounded.
So I gave you that handle. Did you check out that Instagram model that I was telling you about earlier?
Yes, I did.
She's something, huh? Her name is Michaela Cerevia, I think is how you say it. She's an Instagram model and influencer. She's got about 2 million followers, and the reason why she has become so famous on the gram is because she has a tongue that measures a whopping 6.5 inches.
Wow.
Which seems...
That's like Gene Simmons.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it really does look like Gene Simmons. If you want to look at her profile on Instagram, it's KKVSH.
Her tongue looks like, remember those Airheads? Whenever you would like stretch them out.
Yeah, yeah. That's exactly what it looks like.
Like, so gross.
And she like full on knows what she's doing. She's basically like softcore porn on her Instagram with, you know,
lollipops and ice cream.
And did scroll down to the cucumber. I mean, that's even next
level.
Just
scroll down to the cucumber.
That's my band name.
Scroll down to the cucumber. I'm afraid, though, like a 6.5 inch tongue, you know, it seems appealing, but not really that appealing if it's going to dwarf other things. Like if she busts out her tongue and it's bigger than you're like, oh, no.
I think I'm not.
Oh, no.
This is the Dave Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
I feel like it would...
Put it away. Could you just retract it a little bit, please? Because I can't extend it anymore.
I feel like it would be really hard to talk with a tongue that big.
Yeah.
It'd just get stuck in your mouth.
To her credit, she doesn't do a lot of talking on her Instagram from what I saw.
A lot of twerking, though. A lot of twerking. Now I'm going to get fired for looking at this page.
Here is today's question for Know the Show.
It's Know the Show with Dave and Mahoney.
You haven't been to the before?
I have not been.
You're missing out.
I used to have a t-shirt back in the day, but I was a poser.
This is so disappointing. There's a place that Audrey has never been before, but she used to wear a t-shirt advertising this place.
Listen, whenever you go on vacations, they used to have the big old one of these. And it was like the stopping point for everyone in Alabama, you had to get one.
You didn't get, you've never been there. It's just
I had friends who would just like, bring one back.
It's just lies, man. What is that particular place? 702-791-1075, first person with the correct answer. 4-pack of tickets to Monster Energy Cup, which is happening over at Sam Boyd Stadium on Saturday, October the 19th.
I bought my mom a gift card for there, got my mom a gift card for there for Christmas, I think. The last year or the year before?
It's a good gift.
She loves
it.
She loves
that place.
It's
a good son right there.
She loves that place. It's a real treat to be able to spend some time in that store.
They are large.
They are. I mean, when you walk in there, you don't really appreciate just how large they are until you go inside. Of course, you're saying they're large, but that also is a lie because you wouldn't know because you've never been in one.
I've seen the outsides.
Oh, you don't know what the inside's all about.
The outskirts.
No. You don't know what the inside's all about.
X107.5, good morning. What's your name?
Josh.
Josh, are you as disappointed as we are about these lies that Audrey tells?
Yeah. It's a bad way to start to get fans in your new show.
Oh, dang. You know what? Yeah. If everybody's a fan of this place, I guess I'll have to go inside, or maybe not.
All right, what's the correct answer, Josh?
It's Bass Pro Shop.
There you go.
Yes!
Every time I'm in a Bass Pro, I'm like, I need a boat.
Need a boat.
Yes.
They got boats
in
there.
They have boats all over the place,
man. I need a boat. I need a wake boat.
A wake boat.
Then like, oh wait, I don't have $70,000 extra laying around.
And I really don't like water skiing that much anymore.
Way out in the land of the setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free, there's a lovely spot, just the only one, that means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me, it's the place of a thousand thrills. Home means Nevada, home means the hills, home means a sage in the pine, out by the Truckee silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. Here is the land that I love the best, fairer than all I can see. She's deep in the heart of the Golden West. Home means Nevada to me. One more time now. Home means Nevada